There are two rather different narratives about the role of the foreign correspondent. One, of course, is the journalist as hero, something we all profess to disapprove of, and all, I suspect, rather relish. It is, after all, why most of us took the job in the first place. The other narrative involves a lot more self-questioning. Yes, we often shine a light into dark corners, something useful and sometimes important. Marie Colvin died doing that. But anyone who sets out to tell the truth about the world needs to be truthful about his or her own motivation. I'll try to be honest. I do have a sense of duty and a desire to help people who are suffering while taking a swipe at the powerful interests which oppress them, certainly. But I confess that it's also a matter of self-image. Going to unpleasant places isn't just what I do, it's become who I am. If I didn't do it any more, I'd feel myself diminished. There's no doubt about it. I enjoy the reaction that comes when people ask me where I'm going next, and I say Afghanistan or Iraq or wherever. And maybe, if I'm really honest, I like the thought that it's nowhere near as dangerous as most people think it must be. It's all a matter of risk management, really, working out the likelihood that you'll come back. After all, even Marie Colvin, one of the bravest people it's been my good fortune to know, didn't go to Homs expecting to die.